we're blessed to have this opportunity to follow up on our vaccinations, and we encourage everyone to get vaccinated as soon as they can in whatever category they fall into.
Absolutely. Now let's go over, it starts at 8 a.m., I believe.
Starts at 8.
Uh-huh.
The fact you might want to, if you're a morning walker or exerciser at the YMCA, they're going to close at 7:30, so you'll need to get those miles in before 7:30 and get out of there so that you don't get caught up.
No doubt about it. And I know the basketball court, the gym, is going to be closing at 1 today, so they get prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the YMCA facility will be closed until 4 tomorrow. Is that the way I understand it? And those are the hours, 8 a.m. to 4,
8 to 4, correct.
And so kind of is this the same scenario as the last the second dose clinic? What will the routes be, and are there anything that people need to be aware about tomorrow morning in that area?
Two big things are, don't come more than 10 minutes early, because you know we're trying to cycle people through, because everyone has to have an appointment. So this is not just a cattle call, it's an appointment situation. So don't come more than 10 minutes early. Remember that Adams Street is one way going into the Y, and that Fairgrounds is going to be one way coming out of the Y. So that's the way we will be funneling traffic. So when after you get your in vaccination, you're going to come out, you're going to have to make a right turn and go out to Lakeview.
And election will be going on tomorrow. I know a lot of people are talking about that, but there are some ways to that you can get around that tomorrow. Go before the vax clinic starts, or maybe go after. Polls will open at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
They close at 7 p.m., so there is a window of opportunity if you want to avoid that second mass vaccination clinic traffic, right?
That is right. And also, there's more than one surface street to get to wherever you're going in Mexico.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What are some other things that people need to be aware of for tomorrow for this vaccination clinic?
A big one is if your student comes from the junior high or the middle school to the Y for you to pick them up, you might want to make a new plan, because we'll be following the same protocol that we have been, and that parking lot will be for vaccination traffic only.
Okay. I know that some of these have been slowing down a little bit. We've seen numbers kind of drop as far as people being vaccinated, but still encouraging people to go out and get those vaccinations, right?
Right. Get the vaccine. I think next Friday it opens it up for everyone, next Friday or Saturday. And so I would say, you know, get out there and get an appointment. There are a lot of opportunities and a lot of occasions out there to get those shots now.
And public safety, you guys will be running traffic control there tomorrow?
We'll be doing traffic control at the same spots that we did last time, and trying to facilitate that being a smooth transition off of Boulevard Street and onto Morris, and then back out on Lakeview and to points unknown.
All right. So anything else that I'm missing for tomorrow there? Have we kind of gone over everything?
No, I think the key words on these things are always patience and courtesy. You know, if everybody can be patient about how this is going to unfold and be courteous to other drivers, I think that this one will go much smoother, because we have a lot of muscle memory now in Mexico about these mass vaccination things.
It's not our first rodeo, as they say.
Not.
All right. Well, Chief, I appreciate you constantly and consistently coming in and keeping us up to date on traffic control and routes for these vaccination clinics. And best of luck to everybody tomorrow.
Thank you. Get your shot.